Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution. What does the future look like for intelligent design? That's the question on this episode of ID the Future, where we talk with philosopher of biology Paul Nelson about the hope he has for the scientific challenge to Darwinian evolution and shares his advice for future scientists.
Here we are with an exciting event with a lot of young people attending.
Yeah.
Does this give you hope for the future of intelligent design? And where do you see it going in the next few years?
I've been greatly encouraged as an intelligent design advocate to see that in the wake of the Dover catastrophe, if you will, when the public perception of intelligent design took a heavy blow, that many young people, undergraduates, graduate students, postdocs, nevertheless wish to pursue intelligent design as a research program. What that indicates to me is that they're factoring out what they're hearing from the scientific establishment and the elite media, if you will. And they're saying, no, these ideas have merit, they have promise, and I'm going to pursue them despite the risk to my career, despite the negative PR. That gives me tremendous hope for the future. And sort of a visual metaphor might be something like a little hardy little cactus that gets hit badly and survives and continues to grow and continues to thrive, in fact, in spite of all the difficult circumstances that it faces. So I think intelligent design, having come through this difficult period in 2005, 2006, in the wake of that judicial decision, which really doesn't bear ultimately on intelligent design's validity. It's really a sideshow, if you will, but a noisy sideshow. Intelligent design continues to grow and thrive, attracting young people, and that indicates great promise for its future. And I can't wait for the next 10 years to roll along to see what happens.
What would be your advice then to aspiring scientists who might be listening?
Make sure you understand the most widely accepted theories of evolution, in particular, backwards and forwards. In fact, you really should understand them a little better than their best proponents. That means you have to work a little harder than they do. But having done that, that gives you the freedom then to pursue intelligent design responsibly. And you then become a valuable partner, not only to your intelligent design colleagues, but to the mainstream evolutionary community, because you can give them the kind of critical feedback that their theory needs if it's going to have a future at all. My own view is that the future belongs to intelligent design. But evolutionary theory is not going to go away. And in fact, many parts of it will be essential in the toolkit for intelligent design research, because those parts happen to be well supported by evidence and theory. So, bottom line, know your evolutionary theory. Know it well. That will put you in a good standing to pursue intelligent design as a researcher, and stay in touch with the intelligent design research community, because lots of exciting things are happening.
For more information about how to keep up with the intelligent design community, visit the links posted at idthefuture.com. For ID the Future, I'm Annika Smith with the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.